Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives.
Hey, you found my recording. Good morning, or afternoon, or evening, or midnight, or whenever. I hope you had an interesting day, or are having an interesting day, or will have an interesting day. Interesting is better than nice, I think. You know, nice is so bland. It's like warm oatmeal. Comforting on occasion, but if you eat it all the time, it gets really boring really fast. With interesting, you never quite know what you're going to get, but by definition, it can't be dull. What would be really interesting is if you found an iguana in your toilet. That happened to my grandparents once. This huge iguana, green and scaly, crawled right up out of their U-bin and sat in the bowl, hissing at anyone who came near. No one knows quite how the iguana got into the sewer system in the first place. This sounds like an urban legend, I know, but it's true. Lots of weird things are true. Some of the weirdest things of all are true. People just get too wrapped up in their social lives and TV shows and wondering if leggings make them look fat to notice how strange things can be here on Earth in the 21st century. A couple of weeks ago, I was in a big city. I won't say which one. And I was coming up out of the subway, and I saw a homeless person sitting at the top of the stairs. I couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman. He or she wore layers and layers and layers of clothes and garbage stapled together to look like clothes, and she or he had long stringy hair that covered her face. I'm just gonna use the feminine pronoun, if you don't mind. And she was staring at the ground and sitting there completely motionless. I mean, like a statue, just stock still. I worried that she was dead. There were crows swooping down all around her, a whole murder of crows, too many crows not to be ominous, and a canvas bag had split, surrounding her with cans and newspapers. It scared me and it made me sad. And the really strange part was that everybody else, every single other person coming up from the subway, walked right past without noticing anything. She was right in the middle of the steps, too, so they had to walk around her, and they still didn't glance down, even for an instant. I thought they were just ignoring the person and the crows and the split bag, but then I made some comment to my dad about it, and he looked at me a little worriedly, and he said, "What homeless person? What crows?" I pointed to the top of the stairs, incredulously. "Dad," I said, "she's right there, right in the middle. You can't possibly tell me you don't see her." A crow swooped down. My dad squinted. "I'm sorry," he said. "I just don't see anything." I jabbed my pointing finger. "Dad! Right there! Where I'm pointing." And he squinted some more and scratched his head, and then he saw. Oh, wow, honey, I don't know how I could have missed that. Wow. Yeah. So most people aren't very observant, especially when it comes to the homeless. I wanted to help that person, but I wasn't really sure what to do. Which isn't any excuse. I can see how not seeing would be more convenient. Since I saw and did nothing, maybe that makes me worse than if I just failed to notice anything unusual. Pass what moral judgments you like. Speaking of moral judgments, I'm not going to try to convert you to any particular religion or philosophy or anything. This is not a tool for evangelism. That's not what I'm about. I just want to talk to you, maybe get you thinking about some things, maybe open your mind a little. Just thought I'd put that out there in case you were wondering. Yep.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes, little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.